With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel says it has two main objectives in Gaza now, destroying Hamas and rescuing some 230 hostages being held by the terrorists. Beginning Friday night, Israel ramped up ground operations and airstrikes in Gaza. It continues, and they're targeting tunnel infrastructure used by the terror group. Elsewhere, President Biden says there must be a, quote, path toward peace once the Israel-Hamas crisis is over.
Even as Israel responds to the brutal October 7 Hamas attacks, President Biden is looking long-term and expressing hope for a two-state solution with independent states for the Israelis and Palestinians.
I know it's a lofty goal and it's taken a lot of people a long time to try to get there, and we haven't gotten there, but he's not stopped working towards that goal.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby acknowledges the goal is not new and is a difficult one, but he says the hope is that it's not impossible. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Some more bad news about the economy.
About 2 in 3 Americans say their household expenses have risen over the last year, but only about 1 in 4 say their incomes increased in the same period. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Households are finding expenses outpacing earnings, with many expressing concern about their financial futures. About half say they currently have credit card debt, 4 in 10 are dealing with auto loans, and about 1 in 4 have medical debt. Just 15% say their savings have increased over the last year. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Stellantis, the company that makes Jeep, has reached a tentative contract agreement with the United Auto Workers Union. It happened yesterday, even as the UAW escalates strikes against GM. And trade and economy officials with the G7 say they'll work to put together smooth supply chains for essentials in the future. This is SRN News. With Election Day around the corner and a presidential poll just a year away, activists are trying to get believers to turn out.
Truly, there's not much difference between people that call themselves born-again Christians and the general public when it comes to our voting patterns. Many of the church is not still registered to vote. Many of them are still not showing up.
Bunny Pounds is president of Christians Engaged.
We need to take the church past just thinking about presidential elections. Primaries are where the decisions are really made in many of the congressional districts. Our local elections and our school boards are so important. And frankly, we've just got elections happening all the time, special elections that could decide a court or decide a community's involvement.
Pounds is helping organize a Christian voter conference called Wake Up 2023 outside of Dallas on November 3rd and 4th. This is SRN News. Author Salman Rushdie might take the stand against the man accused of repeatedly stabbing him.
Chautauqua County District Attorney Jason Schmidt says Rushdie is on the witness list for the trial of 25-year-old Hadi Matar. A judge on Friday scheduled the trial to begin January 8th. Matar has pleaded not guilty to charges of assault and attempted murder. He's accused of rushing the stage at the Chautauqua Institution in New York, where Rushdie was about to speak in August 2022, and stabbing him more than a dozen times. A fatwa had been issued for Rushdie's death by the Ayatollah Khomeini. Keith Peters reporting.
It makes you fat, it's bad for your teeth, and that costs way too much. For the second year in a row, U.S. shoppers are seeing double-digit inflation in the candy aisle. Candy and gum prices up an average of 13% in October. That's on top of a 14% increase this month a year ago. This is SRN News.